Kane County Planning and Zoning Meeting of July 10th, 2024.
And your recorder's live.
You tell me what you want me to do and I'll do it. You bet.
Jeremy should be here any minute and then we'll get started.
So you can go ahead and start if you want.
Okay.
You have a quorum.
Okay.
It's your choice.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get started at 6:03. So is Wade on the line or
no,
is he?
No, Wade is at training for, well, it's the National Association of County Commissioners.
Okay.
He is out of town, so he will not be here tonight. He's asked me to do an update.
Oh, okay. Mason's going to do our invocation, and then Byers going to lead us in the pledge. All right.
Our Father, we come before thee this evening, grateful indeed for the opportunity we have to serve our community and to be mindful of the trust that's been placed in us to make wise and mindful decisions and to be able to discuss the merits of the items that come before us. We ask thee to guide our discussion and to quicken our minds to be aware of things that we may need to consider. We are grateful for this wonderful community in which we live, and we seek to preserve the historic and the ancestral nature that has guided the footsteps of those who have gone before us, and we ask for thy help as we seek to honor those who have spent the time and effort to come before us, and we do so in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Please stand. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And Jeremy's here just in time. Okay, Sean, I guess you're going to do the update on the commissions.
Okay, last month the only item they had that went before commission was the Cody subdivision, and they approved that. He also wanted to have me update you that the Willow Reserve postponed. We actually had them on the agenda. They emailed me like 11:24 at night, so it was completely them is why they weren't on the agenda again. They've asked to be put back on the July 23rd agenda. So, like, if the public asks you why, I'm getting a lot of that. We don't really know why, but if it's not the commissioners or the PNZ or the county, it's actually coming from the Willow that they keep asking to be removed or postponed.
And so they've been put on the commissioners' agenda for the 23rd?
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Okay, thank you, Shannon.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm going to ask for a motion on approval of the minutes if you've all gone over them. Does anybody want to make a motion on that?
Move to approve.
Second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, so our first item is a lot joinder by Moon, an application to amend a subdivision plat for a lot joinder on behalf of Pine Moon joining lot 17 and 18, becoming new lot 17 containing 0.97 acres, block A, Church Wells, plat A, amended, submitted by Tom Avant. You want to go ahead and do that?
Real quick, Tom, before you start, do you want a motion to go in and out of public hearing?
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
I move to go in and out of public hearing at the call of the chair.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, thank you. Okay.
Okay. This is out of Church Wells. These are actually super skinny lots, and the majority of them actually have been combined or just built across the line because they're too really narrow to do anything with. And so our client just wants to join these. As you can see how skinny those are. There's a building that is really close to the line, and then they just want to join them so that they can build a decent width home there.
Okay.
Everything's in order.
Everything's good? Okay, so we'll go into public hearing. Does anybody have any comments on this item? No? Okay, we'll go back out of public hearing. And any thoughts from the commission?
Any questions
or thoughts or anything? Okay, I'll accept the motion.
Madam Chair, I move to approve the amended subdivision plat for a lot joiner on behalf of Chul Hyun Moon on the Churchwell subdivision, amended block A, plat A subdivision, consisting of lots 17 and 18, becoming new lot 17 based on the findings documented in the staff report.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Well, that was fast. Okay, we have the next one is also a lot joinder. An application to amend a subdivision plat for a lot joinder on behalf of Bradford C. and Mary B. Long, joining lots 32 and 33, becoming new lot 32, containing 1.13 acres, Lost Creek subdivision. This is also submitted by Tom Agan.
Okay, this one's similar, but for different reasons. There's actually some septic setbacks because of the there's a drainage, a creek that runs through there, and so they want to join the lots, and so because they just want to build one structure, but build it more in the center of those two lots.
Okay.
Everything's in order.
Okay. We'll go into public hearing. Does anybody have a comment or question on this item? No? Okay, we'll go out of public hearing. And any questions or comments from the commission? Another easy one, so I'll accept the motion on this one.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
I move to approve the amended subdivision flat, or excuse me, I'm on ahead of you, sorry. We don't want to approve the lot joiner, right?
Yes.
I think that's
a long number.
Oh, no, sir. Yeah, amended it. To approve the amended subdivision plat for lot joiner on behalf of Bradford C. and Mary B. Long in the Lost Creek subdivision, consisting of lots 32 and 33, becoming new lot 32, based on the findings documented in the staff report.
I second the motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, moving right along, we have an amended plat. An application to amend a subdivision plat on behalf of Dale E. and Patsy Clarkson, Jeffrey C. and Joanne Mickelson, and Dirk Clayson, amending lots 11, 112, 113, 115, and 116, Deer Springs Ranch Plat F, creating new lots 111A, 112A, 113A, 115A, and 116A. This is also submitted by Tom Havitt.
This is up at Deer Springs. As you know, Deer Springs, they're an ag, which is your 10-acre minimum. But the Deer Springs lot, the majority of those are 20-acre. And they wanted, this is actually overlooks one of the nice meadows up there. And so they wanted to be able to subdivide it for their kids, to be able to build more additional cabins through there. And so we've got it divided into from 20 acre and down into 10 acre. And this is actually the first, I believe the first amended plat where we're splitting lots under the new rule where you have to have 85% of the consent of that plat. And so we do have that for this one. And so this is the first that we've been able to get the consent that's required to split additional lot or a lot into two smaller parcels. And so.
Okay, and so they're all at least 10 acres. So.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Shannon, anything?
Everything is in order.
Okay. We'll open this one for public hearing. Does anybody have any comments or questions? No? Okay, we'll go out of public hearing and ask the commission if they have any questions or comments. This is getting too easy. Okay, I'll accept a motion on this one.
Madam Chair, I move to recommend approval to the Kane County Commissioners amending a subdivision plat for Deer Springs Ranch, plat F, based on findings documented in the staff report.
I second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Madam Chair?
Yes.
Can I make an update before we have a motion to adjourn?
Yes.
Next month, the state made several mandatory changes to our general plan. And the biggest one is we have to have a water conservation plan implemented into our general plan, which is pretty huge. And so I had a meeting with the state representatives. So next month for our P&Z, they are going to come here and talk to the P&Z and the public so they understand that it's coming from the state and why we have to do it. It's going to be a lot to it, but we're going to have Jay Olson, who is with the Department of USDA, Dixon Eakins, who is with the Public Water Systems, and a Haley Kim, or Kim Haley, and a Rick Webster. And we're going to have the Water Conservancy Department come. Hopefully Daniel can come to that one. There's going to have to be some serious studies done. It's pretty intensive. And I guess there is a deadline that we have to do it by. And so we wanted him to come down and make that presentation to the P&Z, also hopefully the public. And so please, if you can, everybody be here next month, because the general plan is what will be recommended by the P&Z onto the commission. And that's the plan that we go by, you know what I mean, for your decisions. So why we are revising these, because there's another mandatory part that we have to do also, but it has the deadline of 2025, or this deadline's sooner. So you guys have a lot of lifting to do on this, so just wanted to make sure that you were aware of that.
Can I ask you a couple questions? So what are they asking to do? What is the...
It's, you have to do, like, the Water Conservancy study. We hope that the Water Conservancy District will have that study. There's a lot of, like, and I don't know how much we can and can't do as far as if our hands are tied behind our back. We have to have, like, a lot of the bigger counties want a water conservation, like landscaping and stuff like that. And so that's why they're going to come and tell us everything that we have to do. One of the other ones with the FAA, the farmers, they have to, our assessor is now involved with that, and they have to do some reporting and stuff. So there was a lot of changes that even regulate, like ag, you know, our protection zones and all of that we did. So I think by implementing those, they will help, but we need to have more of that in the general plan instead of just ordinance. So they're, I mean, it's mandatory, and so that's why I kind of wanted them to go into detail. It was an hour long when we were talking with them, so it'll be interesting.
Do we get copies of this, of what they're asking or mandating?
That's what I'm hoping that they will have, and they're working with other counties, and that's why I wanted all of you to be updated so it wasn't coming from me. And so that's what I've asked them to do, is come and let the P&Z know and what's mandatory, and maybe give us some like different options and things that we could do. But I felt like it would be good for the public to be aware that you're mandated, that we do have to do this, so that you guys aren't the bad guys. That you know that it's required by the state and the Utah State Code now. Okay. So those deadlines are in there. And so I'm not sure, Jeremy, on some of the stuff, like if we really have to do this, like landscaping, because we are so rural. I thought it kept us out of it with as a fifth class county, but when I met with them, they're like, no, I don't know where you got that idea. We're actually, this is for all counties. Where the other part that we have to change, fifth class counties, like the moderate income housing part, we don't have to do that because we're a fifth class county. But this part, all counties have to do. And it's, I think, conserving water and maybe making sure we have enough for the future growth. And so that could maybe change, you know, decisions on subdivisions if there happens to be an issue. And that's why, you know, the Water Conservancy District will have to be part of it. And so
when you're talking about landscaping, that means in like new subdivisions or just everywhere in the county?
New subdivisions, I don't think we'd have to, but I know like in St. George, they give like a give you money if you'll change out, like put like turf in, like the big stuff, you know. So, but I don't think they're going to require that for fifth class counties. But Commissioner Myers.
Yeah, can I ask a question?
Yes, please.
Is this the Snyder bill?
Is it what?
Is this the Casey Snyder bill?
I don't know. Who? Sorry. That's over. You can ask them that this next month.
I just need to know who to meet with a bag of potatoes. That's all.
Oh, okay. I'll let you. Because they're going to be having lunch with the commissioners before, just because I wanted them to meet.
Okay.
Commissioners and stuff. So bring a bag of potatoes.
They're going to answer all these questions. They're
yes.
going to tell you exactly what it is and answer questions. That's why they're coming.
And then when do we have to respond by?
They'll answer that question.
All of that. They'll give us our deadlines. And that's why I told them, I want you guys to come down. So they're coming. They're all from Salt Lake and going to explain it, because I wanted everybody to be aware that it wasn't something I made up, and, you know, that it's coming down from the state. So I felt like it was better to have the actual offices that are supposed to work with us on this to be here to answer questions. So a lot of it I'll be learning as much as you guys are.
Well, thanks for the heads up.
Yep.
I appreciate that. Okay, is there anything else anybody wants to...
I have a little bit of business.
Okay.
Shannon knows, we haven't talked, Shannon and I haven't talked, but I know that this person has been in touch with you, Michelle Purcell.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So I'm just bringing this up because she's asked me to bring it up. I've told her several times to get on the agenda. If she needs to talk with us, then she needs to be on the agenda.
Right.
But I just wanted to go on record to say that I'm speaking to, I'm saying that she needs to get in touch with you. She's got some issues with...
I'm very much aware of her issues. She wants to
yeah.
know your definition of an RV park.
Correct.
I did email Michelle and let her know that I regulate the CUP. And so if you remember when you guys approved her conditional use permit, we were very much aware that Dark Sky and Grand Plateau went through a lot of money and they put it in for an RV park. Michelle was wanting to do more like a primitive campground. And so I got a complaint and I let her know that you're going to, because in her CUP she could not have any RVs. No motor homes, like we said, the vans, and we had our civil science engineer do a measurement with a truck and a trailer. How big? Well, probably the second week that she was open, there was what you would definitely know is an RV, a motor home. There was a complaint by a business that put a lot of money in for theirs. So I told her you cannot have those. So she's a little bit upset about what is and isn't an RV, but it's very clear what is and isn't. And so that's what she's wanting, is to come before the Planning Commission to get your definition of an RV. But I've let Michelle know. She's worked closely with Iron Rock Daniel here also. A lot of work gone into that, a lot of inspections, our building inspectors, trying to get her up to speed, trying to get her open, because she didn't stick with the site plan and stuff. And so honestly, she's wanting to do like an RV and a motorhome, and she can't compete with those two RV parks that put all that money and time and got a CUP for that. She specifically on record said that she would not have RVs. It was more geared, if you can recall.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, it was geared
yeah.
for, remember, people
yeah.
on a bicycle.
She wanted sprinter vans. And
there you go.
Yeah, I remember talking with her about that.
Shannon has let her know that if she would like to become an RV park, that is possible, but she needs to go through the CUP process, amend her CUP, have things engineered. You know, she can become an RV park, but she has to go through the same process that the other RV parks did.
Okay.
It's not that it's a straight no, it's you need to go through the same process
sure.
if that's what you want to be.
I've recommended for her to get in touch with you.
Thank you.
She has done
multiple
so.
Times.
Yeah, she's mentioned that, and I'm sorry.
No, I appreciate that, because now it's on record. You guys are all aware of what's going on behind the scenes on some of those
yeah.
CUPs.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Yeah. Anybody else have anything?
Yeah. I'm going to adjourn.
Okay. Second?
I second.
Okay.
It's a nice day for a drive, huh?
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Well, thank you, guys. That was
thank
nice
you.
And easy.
meeting adjourned at 6:22.
I see.